Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Coleman Octor, child and adolescent psychotherapist, is on the line. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you keeping?
Good, good. You're coming in loudly and clearly. We'll get straight to it. We've about 7 or 8 minutes, so we'll get straight to it. This one. Dear Coleman, I'm planning on separating from my husband when school finishes up in July. He's an angry drinker. What can I do to help our primary school going children? I'll be moving back home 90 miles away as I have no support here. I have them signed up for school there. And when do I go about telling them? Thanks.
Yeah, this is really tricky. I suppose from the point of view of the first thing I'd say is you have to park your own differences. And it is about putting the children first. And I know so many times that I've met people who've gone through this process, and maybe a few years down the line, the relationship is better than it was initially. And parents' regret is that they didn't manage the early phase better in terms of their own anger with each other, etc. Now, from the point of view of it, if they're living far away and from dad, they're starting new school, they're starting up new friendships, etc. And so that's going to be challenging in itself. But I think from the point of view of reassuring them that nothing is to do with them, just mean it's not their fault, that this is an issue between the adults and the adults are resolving it. Now, obviously, the alcohol dynamic is challenging and there's difficulties around that. And you wouldn't know from this email to what degree dad's anger impacts on the children. But obviously, keeping dad involved in some degree and trying to maintain as much safe contact as possible for the children would be important. But they're moving town, they're moving school. There's going to be so much more upheaval that it's going to be something they're going to need to prepare for. So I suppose telling them with a bit of notice, trying to keep as many things the same as possible, and just absolutely parking your own anger, because you don't want the children to be triangulated within the row. It's the biggest error in any kind of parental separation issue, is that the children become tokens of currency, you know?
And of course, this woman can't control what he does. She can only control her own behaviour and what the message she gives to the children.
Absolutely.
That's important.
And I think that's harder, that's easier said than done.
Yes,
but I think
yes.
From the point of view of, it's an investment, Ray, that will pay off. You know, I think even if we are angry and we're resentful or bitter or whatever, I don't know any situation where that had a positive outcome. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. It's a good idea, I think, that it's happening at the same time as the school holidays.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the point of view, again, there'll be a natural break there. My own children changed school over the summer holidays, so there was something about starting afresh in September when everyone else is, you know, you're not coming in the new uniform and the new, you know, there's something about a natural transition there that might be useful. Hopefully, if they can get down to their new abode over the summer period, they might get comfortable. Like, don't underestimate the comfort in their own surroundings and their peer groups and all that sort of stuff. These are hugely important in transition, not just about the family home, but also the surrounding social environment and how supportive the school is and that they're welcomed in and all that. All of those things will help hugely, you know.
Yeah, my worry here, Coleman, I don't know if you got it from reading it. I'm planning on separating from my husband when school finishes up in July. Does he know about this, the husband? And if not, is it dangerous for her to discuss this with the children if she's keeping it a secret from him?
I'm really sorry, Ray. Could you repeat that question? Sorry. There was an interference on the line there.
Sorry.
Apologies.
No. I was just saying that I'm worrying that she's keeping it a secret from the husband. And if she's doing that and she's telling the children, you know, that's going to create tension.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that transparency and openness is crucially important in all of this. Especially, you don't want the heaviest thing a child can carry is a secret, you know, and if they're being told you have to keep this from dad, or just between us, or if there's any sort of kind of maneuvers that they're involved in, albeit kind of family espionage, the children need to be spared of all of that. They're far too young to be able to cope with that or manage it. I would definitely be discouraging anything around secrecy or collusions. It has to be above board and open. And again, it's probably the most difficult thing to do now, but it's the most beneficial thing in the longer term, because you have to see this as an investment in the future, as opposed to the short-term battles You can win those, but you can lose the war, if that makes sense.
It's a very difficult time, and our thoughts are with you. It's very difficult. My two-year-old doesn't listen to me when I say don't throw your bowl, don't throw water, or don't touch this or that. She just won't listen to me. I have a baby and she throws things in his bassinet. She doesn't take no for an answer. I'd love to know how to get her to listen. Terrible twos.
Yeah, I mean, again, the capacity of a two-year-old to listen is something I'd question in the first instance. But I think from the point of view of the interesting thing here is the bassinet and the throwing the thing into the baby. I mean, there's definitely something about visibility here. If she's quiet and managing, my guess is that mum and dad are leaving her to it. Where it's when she's kind of oppositional or acting out, that's where she has the lock of their gaze. You know, they're kind of locked onto her. And if there is a competing sibling there at the moment, I would expect some of the escalation in behavior. You know, the sibling rivalry around throwing things in on top of the bassinet or getting very angry when a child is baby's being breastfed or when the time is dedicated elsewhere. And this child might just be seeing that resistance and oppositionality is right. That's where you get the quality airtime.
So what's the advice?
I think it's catching her being good. I mean, I think from the point of view, it's rewarding her when she listens as opposed to giving out to her when she doesn't. And there's going to be times throughout the day that she is listening and she is following and agreeing. Like, she's not going to be, for the seven things that she probably is agreeing with, the three things she's not is creating all the attention. So I would be reminding her and treating her and giving her the reinforcement of all the things that she is doing. Like, you know, you get your toothbrush and we go in here or bring your teddy across here. And when she does it, reminding her of how, and she gets the attention from adhering as opposed to oppositionally going against. I'd be much more incentive-based rather than getting into forcing her to listen, because I think that's just a battle you won't win.
Okay. Coleman, thanks so much. Thank you very much.
Not at all, Ray. Mind yourself.
You too. That's Dr. Coleman Nochter, child and adolescent psychotherapist, and he will be on again in a few weeks. So if you have a question for him, send it into us, ray@rte.ie, and we'll put it on file.